This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
All righty, ESPN Arkansas, hit that line now, app here. Everybody, silence your phones.
So what is this, the theater now?
Yes. Please. Silence your phones. Let's go.
Please silence your phones. And remember that a video recording of any kind is Abner. Recording of any kind of this program is strictly forbidden.
Unless you have written or verbal permission. And Abner, I am giving you permission to record away.
Permission denied.
yeah, you kind of got overridden there. I'm sorry about that. Abner's been on a roll lately.
Hey, if that one guy can't record and distribute the show on social media, Abner can't record it either. You know who I'm talking about? You know
what I'm talking about. Yes. Yeah. But, okay, but I am giving him express written permission to go ahead and do so.
I'm denying this. DQ's here, everybody. DQ, everybody. DQ.
Hi.
DQ standing by in the control room, ready to take your phone calls and read your texts. And remember, DQ reads all the texts. So
no one's secret is ever safe with me.
Keep it, keep it G-rated at 866-285-4005.
All of them.
That's right. And you can... join us on the McLarty-Daniel Hotline. Well, Dave is leaving the rotation intact for this weekend.
Okay.
With Mississippi State. It's, of course, Hagen Friday, Tigard on Saturday, and Mason Molina on Sunday. And I don't... it's not calling out, but he challenged Mason Molina in the remarks today that he made. When he said that he's just got to go out and pitch. He's an older guy, got a lot of weekend experience. I expect him to be a lot better, end quote. Mm. Ooh. So there you go. Gauntlet thrown down. So we'll see. I mean, it's one of those times to bow up if you're Mason Molina coming up this weekend. So that's good to see. I like that. I like that a lot. Kendall Diggs may not play tomorrow. He is battling a left shoulder injury.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, so that's a couple of updates there. And, that's those are some of the major stories coming out of Dave talking to the media with South Carolina coming in here. Mississippi State coming in here this weekend for three, starting
Brandon
tomorrow.
Brandon Paris wants to know if Smith can throw Friday and Sunday. We're going to cops this.
Well, if this was softball, you'd be, what's their record, 40-9?
Something like that.
You'd be 48-1 if you do softball with Hagen Smith. But this is not softball. And do we need to explain? Okay, I know people drop into this sport in May. And this has legitimately been asked in years past, like the Cops year or other years. People have legitimately asked, well, why can't he pitch again on the weekend? Mr. Baseball, would you like to explain why you can't pitch more than once?
You can. It just depends on how many pitches you've thrown.
Okay.
But they're not going to, Hagen Smith isn't going to go out and throw 70 on Friday and come back and throw 65 on Sunday. It's not going to happen.
Correct.
Now, if you're a reliever and you throw 25 on Friday, you can certainly come back and pitch on Monday.
Yes. But that's
starters start, relievers relieve.
But in the simplest, I know that we don't teach science or pretty much anything in the schools anymore. But it's science. The underhand motion is natural. That's how your arm is supposed to go. So it's less stressful. Throwing overhand is stressful. That's why you can't do it as often. In the simplest of terms, that's why
if you can't pitch
200 pitches in a weekend.
If it came down to having him pitch an inning to close out a game in Omaha, yeah,
no doubt they would do that.
Absolutely. That's a Chris Sale approach. And that's worked out so well for him. After his Tommy John surgery. DQ, we have a text here out of the 479 for you, reminding you not to think about the game.
I don't play the game anymore.
Game is over.
You quit? Why?
You guys didn't make it fun anymore.
Yeah, it's not fun anymore.
It was fun when I thought about it, once every 6 months, and then I put it in a little log. Now I think about it every single day.
Every hour.
Every single second of my day.
Yeah, it's not fun anymore. You ruined the game. Way to go, folks. Way to go.
I love that.
Sauce Fawcett on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Well, having pitch underhand. Problem solved.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
What's with all the baseball questions?
Well, we started on a baseball note.
Yeah, we started off on a very heavy subject.
Well, get it out of the way. That's what I say. It's like a proctology exam. Just get it over with. We can go about the rest of our day of doing craziness. Let's see here. So that's what we got going on here. There it is. Mississippi State tomorrow night. That's it. John in Mountain View sending us a picture of a cicada and says it's loud.
Okay.
Us city folks haven't seen them yet.
Now, is this just like a northern Arkansas thing?
I don't know.
Because that seems to be where they are most populated. I haven't heard a thing. Not a thing.
I think us city slickers, we're not going to experience this. So, unless you go out to your country estate. Out in the woods. Right. I don't think you're gonna see these things.
DQ, Abner would like to auction off your game logs.
That'd be a good way to raise some money for charity. Right? Yeah.
How about it?
Go?
Well, it's just on my phone, so.
We'll auction off your phone.
It's a screenshot.
Here's a texture that says, now that the game is over, can I ask what it was?
No.
Okay.
All right. So the game is over. The game is over, and the polls are over. We're winding down.
I've been taking heat on this all day. They're simply taking a hiatus. I need to recharge the old battery.
Well, he's been doing this for five friggin' years every day.
Can I please just have a couple of days?
You have roughly done, with vacations, you've done...
No less than three, no more than six.
You've probably done 8,000 of these.
Probably.
It's time.
Yeah, I just need a break.
The man's tired, all right?
Yeah. Just tired. Tired.
I think I'll go home now.
Yeah, I think I'll go home. Tired.
Oh, wow. Daisy and Mina says they're so loud you can't think.
Well, you had to be able to think first, Daisy.
There it is.
She was always taking shots at Ty. I figured, I'd fire back.
Don't take shots at Ty. We're allowed to do that.
Day drinking in the 501 says, thanks for the reminder. I have my first proctology exam coming up in a month.
You're welcome.
Spring flowers.
It's important. Get dinner first.
Right, exactly. Small talk.
We're joking around, of course. That's a very tuba. Serious matter.
You get that tuba. You know, that's... You know what I'm talking about.
All right.
It is an audio medium. I mean, the people on TV can see what I'm doing.
Abner, that's three. Pick the best one and send it in, all right? With express written consent from Major League Baseball.
No. We did not give you express written permission to record that.
How's that? How's that go? Thank you.
DQ, all you got to do is bark today, and we're in.
I do want to talk about, sometimes I want to root for the little guy. I want to root for the underdog. Mm-hmm. But, boy, when the underdog is such a whiny pain in the ass like Indiana is, I don't want to do it. You've made New York likable. Do you know how difficult that is?
How can you not like the Knicks?
It's New York.
I understand that. But everybody on that roster is hurt. They're pulling guys out of the YMCA.
It is New York, and the Pacers are such crybabies. They have made the Knicks likable. That's where we are in 2024.
If the
Pacers were playing the Lakers, we'd be rooting for LeBron.
I promise you. I have no idea how you can't like Jalen Brunson.
Well, I mean, in general. I mean, most people wouldn't root for New York.
It wouldn't be your first call.
Right.
But they lost.
Because it's a big city.
Guys,
they're elites.
They lost OG Anunoby last night. They have no one left. It's Jalen and the Brunsons.
Rick Carlisle needs to shut up and coach.
I bet you they get every call in game three.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
Okay.
But he needs to shut up and coach is what he needs to do. All right. 866-285-4005 on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Coach your team. Coach your team. How about that? Ridiculous. Giving Saints fans a run for their money as the biggest complainers in professional sports. Your Indiana Pacers. All right. We'll be back here in a minute, and we'll talk about a few. What will we do?
I got the news.
Okay. And then that's it.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to end it. How will it end?
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
ESPN Arkansas and the Hit That Line Now app, 866-285-4005. How is the app doing? Is the app good? Is everybody having a good time out there?
I use it every weekend.
Oh, yeah?
When I am gallivanting about in Northwest Arkansas.
I got it right here. Here it comes. It's loaded up. Oh, look at there.
Are we on there again? Because at one point we weren't.
What do you mean, are we on there? Our photos? No.
Well, no, of course not. We're not even in any of the promotionals.
No. They don't promote us.
Not at all.
No. No, we're not one of the big three, so we're not there. No. Okay, so this Indiana Pacers. So last night in the association, the Pacers lose again in the Garden, so they're down 0-2 in the series. Carlisle gets thrown out with just precious seconds left in the game, and he was mad because they they took back a double dribble call. That's what said. I mean, it was a accumulation of things, but the last thing that really, you know, made him blow a stack was the Knicks are bringing the ball up. They call a double dribble. The officials confer, and then they're like, "No, we're not calling that." They gave the Knicks the ball back. So he lost his mind. And it wasn't a double dribble, by the way.
They got the call right.
It was the old inadvertent whistle, I guess. Or whatever. I don't know what you call it. It's pretty terrible in a playoff game to have a miss like that. They haven't called a double dribble in 5 years in that league, and they're going to call it there? I mean, honestly. So that was a big screw-up. It's not the reason the Pacers lose. The Pacers lose because they can't get an offensive rebound to save their ass in the fourth quarter. And that guy that was defending Brunson in the first half quit defending Brunson for some reason.
They put the referees in a very difficult position, and I am not here to defend referees. I hate them.
We have plenty of that around here. You don't have to do it.
Yes, that is actually a company policy. But the way that the rules are written in the NBA, it is very difficult to defend. Mm-hmm. And now what they want the 120 to 120 130 140 150 points in the regular season, but they don't want it in the playoffs. So you're asking these guys to referee the game differently, basically swallow your whistles, and we're gonna let it be more physical. So it's very, very difficult to even that out. In today's game, you can't hand check. You can't do any of that stuff that they did in the 90s when we were having games that were 79-65. We don't want those either. And they haven't been able to find that happy medium. They have made it very, very difficult for defenders to stay in front of guys. The athletes are also better in today's game. I'm not saying the referees are. I'm not saying they're good. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying they're in a tough spot. And the rules are clear, and they're calling them as they see them. But I don't know what the answer is. But I know that they are taking the brunt of this, and somebody's got the bowling pin's got to step in and figure something out.
Well, I would, again, we're small market people. This is Arkansas. You want to root for the little guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should be not you, because you've been a Knicks fan for a couple of years now.
Yes.
But if you're just dropping into the playoffs now, you'd root for the Pacers, right? Little guy against the big nasty New York and all those crazy liberals up there. I mean, you root in this series. You'd root for the Pacers, okay, right? The Pacers have made themselves the villain somehow. They're the little guy and they're the villain at the same time. They sent in, according to Windhorst, 78 bad calls to the league office.
Now, they sent,
78 clips.
They sent in 29 in game one, which means they sent in 49 in game two. There are only 48 minutes in a game.
Right, yes. That's true. And so, you want to, but this makes all the little guys that have ever complained about the refs look bad, because it's overkill. You're being a crybaby. And now I want the Knicks to beat them in three games. And they said forfeit the fourth. I mean, that's what I want to see. I hate this team.
I'm absolutely certain that they're going to get every call in game three.
Of course they are, and that's why he did it. But I don't like that.
What some of this may be, and, referees, despite what they will tell you, are human, and they can be influenced by the home court.
There is no doubt about that.
So
that plays
into it.
They've done scientific studies on this. There's a whole book written about, that is true. No matter what they say, that is true.
They can be influenced. Plus, the rules make it difficult. The thing that I don't like about the way the NBA game is called versus the way it is called at other levels is the anticipation foul. There was a foul, and it was in the Clippers-Mavericks series, where James Harden got called for bumping Doncic. And as he's coming off the screen, Doncic kind of, he gave him kind of one of those little forearm shoves.
Yeah.
I mean, to, play on. But then Harden puts his hand up as the as Doncic goes to shoot. And I guess the referee was anticipating him jumping. But he just stood there, never touched him.
Yeah.
And they called the foul. The anticipation, that's the stuff. If you can get rid of that, I think you'll be in a better spot.
Yeah. It's not been a great 48 hours. For the officiating in that league. I mean, they missed a guy throwing stuff on the court, or on the baseline anyway, at an official. They missed that. And then they had some other problems in that other Pacers game the other night, and in the Knicks game. And then last night, I mean, they shove Halliburton. I'll go with Rick Carlisle on this. They shove, two hands, full extension. They shove Halliburton in the back. No call. And he's got a bad back.
Players in today's game, it's a different game than it was in the 80s and the 90s. Players in today's game go foul hunting. It's what they are trying. It's the ultimate objective is to pick up a foul, to draw a foul and get to the line. That's what the game is now. It's three-pointers, dunks, and draw foul.
Yeah. 78 calls is absurd. I go back to my my ethos for the year. Who does it benefit by this information becoming public knowledge? Well, it doesn't make the Pacers look very good.
It doesn't make the Pacers look
great. It doesn't make them look good at all. So this helps the Knicks in the court of public opinion. Now, your point is exactly right. Tomorrow night in Indianapolis, you know, the foul count's going to be 50-3 in favor of the Knicks. Yes. And Tibbs is going to get run. He's going to be mad. It's going to be ugly. But I don't know. And you know what? The other thing, too, this Knicks story is nice. They're going to run into Boston and they're going to lose in four games. So, I mean, they don't have any. Who's left? Who's on this team?
There's nobody on that roster.
Can John Starks still play? He's in the front row. Can Ewing still play? Can he give you 5 minutes?
DiVincenzo was the seventh guy at the beginning of the year. And now he's playing like major minutes.
He's good. I like him.
I've watched that team all year. There are guys playing that I have no clue who they are.
Okay, let me see here.
Ananobi's done for. I don't think he's going to play in the next one.
Precious,
not
Achiuwa.
Now Achiuwa, he's been in the league. I know who. I couldn't think him out of a lineup, but I know who he is. But he was like the 10th guy.
Now, do you know? This guy didn't play last night. Daquan Jeffries. You know him?
Yeah, he was. He played last year.
Jericho Sims.
I know who he is.
Shake Milton.
Never seen Shake Milton.
This is
going
to come down to Shake Milton having to shut down Jaylen Brown for the Celtics in the next round. That's what it's going to come down to.
They literally have the Manhattan YMCA champions in the locker room waiting to come out because they are running out of bodies.
But what's their G League team called? Out on Long Island? Bring all those guys up. I mean, good Lord.
Yard they got nothing. Goats or
yeah,
something
that's
like
right.
that?
Yeah. They got nothing going on there.
I mean, at the beginning of the year, it was Brunson. And it was when Ananobi got there. It was Ananobi and Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson. And you're like, okay. I mean, they're all gone. They're all gone.
Yeah.
It's Brunson.
Yeah.
And he's fun to. I don't know how you can't like watching him. He's fun to watch. But
the Knicks every big rebound the Knicks get so far in this series, all of them. That's why the Pacers are in an 0-2 hole.
Which is...
They don't get any important
rebounds. Which is wild because the Pacers should be a bad matchup for the Knicks because Miles Turner is a really good low post guy. He can go get rebounds. Pascal Siakam, really good. And then you got Obi Toppin roaming around out there. Obi's a good player.
Miles Turner got 7 rebounds last night.
I mean, he should be...
7.
He should be a minimum dozen.
Right. And 6 points. That doesn't help either.
No.
That's not gonna get it done there. So yeah, yes, they're gonna get every single call. It's gonna look like Frank Drebin umpiring in a Naked Gun.
Yeah,
where the ball's gonna be, you know, 3 feet outside. Strike two. You know, that kind of thing. But I don't know. I mean, it's not the refs. I mean, you got to stop with this. You look so bad to the. As you hate to say, to the casual fan, Indiana just looks like a bunch of spoiled children whining and crying about this stuff. Just shut up and play the game, will you? Come on. Get a rebound for crying out loud. You can't defend if you can't get a rebound. That is the whole point. The whole point of defense is to get the rebound and end the possession. When you don't do that, you have failed. And you know what? I'm a lazy guy. Getting a defense, getting a rebound, guess what? You don't have to defend for 24 more seconds.
No, you don't.
It's less defense you have to play. Think about it from that perspective. All right.
Groovy says we're talking too much sports.
What do you want? God! I hate it here. I tell you what. Here's the new rule. All right? Bill Maher, new rule. If you complain about the content... but yet offer no alternative.
He did.
Shut the bleep up.
Well,
you're out of here.
Well, he did.
What did he say?
Quantum physics.
I don't know anything about quantum physics.
When has that stopped us from doing anything?
I don't know. Where do I begin on that?
That's literally what we do. We don't know anything about anything.
You are only allowed to complain if you bring a alternative subject
to
the table.
He did exactly what you asked.
Okay. Play on. That's not something we can address here. Next.
All right. Well, I mean, we can try.
I don't know anything about quantum physics.
DQ, do you
I'm not
know,
Dr.
Do
Sheldon
you know anything
Cooper.
About quantum physics?
No.
Okay, very good. See, there you go. Way to go, Groovy. Cut!
There's only one place for the New York Knicks. 66 WNBC.
We're cooking here, and this punk just ruined the whole thing.
He did what you asked him to do.
No, he ruined everything. You've killed the show, Groovy. Congratulations.
He said too much sports, gave you an alternative. It's not his fault you didn't know about quantum physics. That's kind of up to us.
He killed the show. The show is dead. The show is dead. It's Damar Hamlin in a field. Gone. It's over. Thanks. Seriously. We are cooking here, man. Come on.
Speaking of cooking, Wes and Springdale would like microwave talk.
All right, the 7 button. Where do you stand on the baked potato feature? Our lines are open.
I don't use that.
On the McLarty Daniel hotline.
There are directions on most of the baked potato.
4005.
7 minutes. 8 minutes.
Right.
Tops.
Right. Here's a text. This show sucks. I hate you guys. Well, we hate you too.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I really do.
No.
I really do. I have a lot of hate in my heart towards you.
Why?
Because he said he hates me.
No.
I'm going lower. That's where I'm going.
That's what we're doing today?
That's right.
Oh, yes. They go low, you go lower.
Hell yeah. That's right.
We're going petty today?
That's right.
I did not get that memo.
That is correct. Yes. Huh. All right.
All right.
Here you go, everybody.
Let's talk about grilled cheese.
Excellent. Let's do that. All right. Mad Dog doing quantum physics. I don't know about these particle accelerators, Mikey. That's all I got for you.
That limited.
I don't even know if a particle accelerator is something in quantum physics. That's just a science word I heard once.
Got it.
All right. Anyway, who's on tonight? Who's on the league tonight? What do we got here? Oh, we got Boston and Cleveland. Yawn. Dallas and OKC. All right. Okay.
If Cleveland gets game two, all right. You know, we got ourselves.
We got a series. If not, it's whistling to the electric chair at this point. Dallas OKC, though. I like
Hold up.
I like it.
We may have some what does Tesh call it?
Intelligence for your life.
Hang on.
Okay.
Ryan Harris is texting on the McCarty Daniel hotline. He says, you can hold down the two button most microwaves to turn off the beeping.
No kidding.
DQ, go do that. Go do that
right
now. No
kidding. The two button.
That's
huh?
what he's saying.
What do you mean turn off the beeping?
You know, like at the end when it goes beep, beep, beep.
Oh, you know what happens? Somebody will heat up stuff in the microwave and then do other things. And when it's done, you know, it'll beep. But then you leave the door closed, so it'll beep again and again and again. One of these days, your boy's going to lose it and scream, open the microwave! It's going to happen. But so far, I have a...
I can assure you, you're not going to
Going to run outside and do that primal yell like I did that one time.
Bothers me?
What's that?
About the microwave, someone... On my microwave specifically, when someone stops it, opens it, and the time hasn't ran out, it'll blink.
Yeah.
It'll blink... Like
it hit
food
the clear
something.
Button. Yeah.
Yeah, it bothers me so much, especially if the lights are turned off, because it's like you can see the flashing of this microwave at night, and I feel it there.
You can feel the
flashing of the microwave, and it bothers me so much.
I don't want a random 17 blinking all night long on the microwave.
It bothers me. I have to get up and clear it.
Just hit the stop button. It's not that hard.
Y'all have issues. You know that?
It's not that difficult.
You really do.
It is not that difficult. You're the one cleaning your rug at 2 o'clock in the morning,
I have never cleaned my rug at 2 o'clock in the morning. I've thought about cleaning my rug at 2 in the morning.
Oh, man.
Great question from BE. Are they making macrowaves yet?
Oh, that does big ticket
items? I
don't
know. I mean, we have a microwave.
Put a whole chicken in. Well, you do put a chicken in there. I don't know.
I've put a chicken in there before. Live.
Like a whole cow? What would you do with a microwave?
Abner Pine Ridge says his teenage daughter leaves the door open.
On the microwave?
On the microwave.
You know another thing these kids do? They'll use up all the toilet paper and leave that cardboard thing on the spool.
Well, yes.
You should be allowed to beat your kids when this happens. I'm sorry. No. You should. This is not okay.
Okay.
This is not okay.
In the list of transgressions that children make, that's a misdemeanor. That is not felony level. They do a lot of worse stuff. For instance, they'll take a shower and then go into their bedroom, change, and leave a pile of wet towels that you don't find for a week.
Yeah, that's true.
They do that.
They leave food under the bed.
when I lose, or when I, like, I'm a single guy. I've only got a certain number of plates. When I'm down to four, I know where all the plates are.
Yeah.
Whenever anything is lost, we start in her room because yeah. 9 times out of 10, it's there.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
They're disgusting creatures, all of them.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. All right. It's almost 24 minutes until the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. Oh, the air fryer is the microwave. Good answer. Okay. I like that. That's good.
Oh, now here's a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to open the microwave door after it's done but before it beeps?
Oh, that when you get that beep.
There,
that's
my
good.
Greatest accomplishment was getting
here we go.
Was my second greatest accomplishment was getting an even number of dollars and gallons of fuel.
Yeah.
I've done that once in my life.
Oh, that's the immaculate fill up. Yeah.
I should have just quit there.
Yeah.
That was the greatest day of my life.
Bring a camera crew out to document that.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
But we have been charged with giving away a $200 gift card to Richard's Country Meat Market in honor of Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sit back there and we start to think, well, how are we going to do this? Because there are the classic boring sports radio ways to do this. Trivia question.
Nah.
Be the ninth caller.
No.
None of that stuff. Or, okay, we can make it theme related. How can we do that? Well, why is your mom the best? Who tell us your best story about mom, and we could do all that.
Boring.
But that's not Ruskin and Zach. So here's the prompt. Think about it. Mull on it. We're going to give this away in this hour. Okay?
Okay.
But here's what I want. I want the greatest story, and the judges are the three of us. It's a three-person panel.
Okay.
I want the greatest story of you disappointing your mom. That's what I want.
Okay.
The worst story. Of you disappointing your mom. And what? let's put one rule on
this.
Can
we put some... Yeah, we need to put some guardrails on this.
No crimes.
Well, now hang on.
No felonies?
Yes.
Okay. I would say no felonies.
No felonies.
No felonies. All right.
Misdemeanor.
Yes.
No one can
petty
be,
larceny. Game
no,
on.
No one can be injured.
Yes. Yes. We don't want any harm.
No harm coming to another person because of
I don't want
you
this debate. I want to cry at the end of this. I don't want to cry. But that may happen, I guess. I don't know. Anyway,
no,
get your stories together.
You can. You know what? This is a phone call deal only.
Okay, we're not.
We're just going to get slammed with text.
It's just better. It's better because then we can ask questions.
Well,
everyone can hear the story in real time.
From an application standpoint, we're going to miss one.
Think about this, too. No one can tell your story better than you can. Us reading your story is not as good.
No, absolutely not.
So you tell your story. And that's what we'll do here. 866-285-4005.
Could Kenny and Elkins win this because he would have disappointed DQ's mom by telling the fart story?
That's an automatic win.
Yes, the fart story is an automatic
win.
Everybody wins.
That's right.
Kenny gets the $200.
That's right.
And we get...
As far as I'm concerned, yeah. He is eligible if he tells the fart story.
Okay. All right.
That's
enough.
Right. Yes. So that's the Ruskin and Zach way to do a Mother's Day giveaway. We don't want sentiments. We don't want warm tidings. Yep. No. How have you let your mom
all
down?
Right.
That's what we want.
So let's talk through the process here.
Okay.
After each story... We will vote yes or no.
Right.
And that means it only moves into consideration.
Right.
For the prize.
Yes.
Okay.
And then whoever is at the end of the hour, the stories we have voted through, we'll pick the best one, and that's what we're going to do.
All right.
All right. So get your thoughts together out there. Get ready. And again, no felonies.
No one can
get harm. No bodily harm can be done here. And, you know. And try and keep it within the realms of good taste.
Please.
You know?
By our standards.
If we have to crawl under the table, you're going to lose. Well, I mean, that's the other thing, too.
Who knows?
You don't know. It's true.
You don't know.
Yeah. I don't want to put too many, but I mean, I just thought of all the ways to do this. I'm thinking, well, we're not doing trivia because that's lame.
It also would only eat up one segment. This eats up an entire hour.
Maybe more.
Maybe more.
We may not have a winner by 4 o'clock.
You're right.
Who knows?
Okay.
We don't know how this is going to play out. We're just telling you about this now.
Okay, so, again, for those of you that are texting them to us,
ineligible.
We need you to hear. It doesn't count. You have to call in.
No one can tell your story better than you can.
866
on the McLarty Daniel Hotline.
285-4005.
With your voice, not your thumbs. All right? Okay, so that's how we're going to do this. And we will sprinkle in a dollop of the news of the day to fill the time in between. So that's how we're going to make this happen today here on Ruskin and Zach. All right. So
well, here they are.
Get your thoughts together and we will, I'll keep up with the names of people. And, by the way, if you do win, you're going to have to call us back and claim your prize. Cause you know, we don't have your number on a file. That's one thing about the phone call deal.
Go ahead. They're there.
All right. Are we ready to begin?
Let's rapid fire a couple.
All of the judges in place?
Yes,
ready?
We're good to go.
Three judge panel, just like boxing. Okay.
10-point must system.
That's right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right, Jim.
Yes, and you can be saved by the bell.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Let's go to Brian and Mina on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'd like to tell you that my most embarrassing disappointed my mother the most was my first marriage, but that didn't. Disappointer enough, I'd say the worst one was where I was 21 living in Australia, and about 2 days before I was set to come home to visit my parents, we decided to have a few adult cocktails in the little town, and I ended up getting arrested for running through town naked, and then my boss at the time had to call my mother to pay my bond, and then whenever I finally got home after getting out of jail and flying all the way home, I came home with a large circle shaved out of the back of my head with a one left missing eyebrow. My mother refused to talk to me for 3 weeks after that.
Okay. I'm putting Brian and Mina through to the next round.
Yes.
DQ? Zach?
Brian, Mina.
Just a couple of quick questions.
Okay.
Sir, if you don't mind. How did you end up with the shaving on the back of your head?
Well, what happens there stays there. We'll just put it like that.
Okay. All right. Eyebrow two?
Yes, or the left eyebrow.
Okay, Brian, you
it was an awkward flight home, I'll tell you that.
Brian, you're definitely in the running for this. So stay near your radio or whatever you're listening, as we might be wanting you to call back to claim the prize later.
Who took
all right?
your clothes?
When I've come to find out, the guy I was working for had a great sense of humor. He ended up, whenever I got put in jail, which is a long story, the jail is also the bar, the pub. He ended up, before he went to come and call my mother to help me get my bond money, which was 2 o'clock in the morning her time, he took my clothes. And so I didn't have any clothes whenever I finally got out.
I mean, was that Bob Barker jumpsuits from the
Brian,
jail.
Last question, Brian. Was that rock bottom?
No, no, God, no. Oh, no. I still disappoint her every day. So, no. We're still trying to reach the bottom.
Okay. All right.
Okay, all right.
Good,
we're not there yet. All right. Brian, stand by near your radio. We may need you to call back later if you win, all right?
Wow.
Thank you, guys. Love the show.
All right, thank you. Brian and Mina, he's through to the next round. I was in it running naked through the streets. That is an automatic. That's
you
a win right
me
there.
A felony in a foreign country.
That's right, yes.
And then you added the details. I still want to know why you were missing an eyebrow on the flight home.
And, you know, stylistically speaking only, style over substance, the accent didn't hurt either. Like, okay. That helps.
Yeah, it helps.
That helps. All right. And not any accent. You have a Southern Arkansas accent. That may help, too, depending on what your story is.
Yeah, great point from Abner here. Whoever wins has to give the gift card to their mom, right?
Well, you could disappoint her again and keep it for yourself. I guess that's true.
We just got a text. I'm calling. It's over.
All right.
I cannot wait.
Okay. All right.
Next
up on our little shindig here is Dennis in Rogers on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great.
We're good.
Well, the story when I most disappointed my mom was when I told her I was a Republican. And she hit me over the head with a plate.
What kind of plate?
Like a dinner plate?
A dinner plate.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the plate broke.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the hospital and get stitches. And the doctor asked me if I wanted to press charges against my mom.
Oh.
You didn't.
And I said no. But it took a minute for me to come to that conclusion.
Okay. All right.
How long ago was this?
44 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I was still in college, which made it even, she thought was even more stupid because she was paying for me to go to college to learn how to be a Republican.
All right. Anybody,
wow.
Anybody else? Anything else for this witness?
Wow.
Anybody?
No, Brian, you are released from the stand.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you.
I've been hit with a ceramic spoon, but never a plate.
You know, Republicans buy sneakers, too. I don't think we put him through the next round.
Okay.
I vote no on that.
Dennis?
You?
Sure.
It's a tremendous story, and we appreciate all the stories.
Absolutely. But we have to make cuts.
Yeah. I've got to go Michael Jordan rules here, okay?
Right.
I'm sorry. Okay. Mike in Fayetteville on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Did my screen just freeze there?
Hey,
oh, there you are.
Hey,
Hi, Mike.
I'm here.
Okay. What's up?
Okay, so like most of these stories, this one involves copious amounts of alcohol.
Of course.
Okay. We're off and running.
And it was a late night at the bars, and at the time I was inebriated, I decided that I should smartly drive home. And when I realized that I was too intoxicated to drive, I decided just to stop at my parents' house. I woke up the next morning and was about 2 feet away from the curb when I woke up from being passed out. Decided I did not understand why I had parked at the top of the hill when my parents lived at the bottom. So I decided to walk down because there was the greatest need ever to pee in my life at that moment. Walked down to my house. Mind you, I did not live with my parents. I was living on my own at this point. But I think the safety of my parents' neighborhood spoke to my drunkenness. So that's where I ended up stopping. Walked down to my parents' house, tried to get in the front door. For some reason, it was locked. Figured they were already at work at that point. So I just went around to the backyard to go ahead and relieve myself. And turned out that my mom walked out of the backyard and asked what I was doing because it was 6 o'clock in the morning and they were all still home. So it wasn't the best moment for me.
How many times was that brought up after that incident?
It was never brought up again.
Okay.
This was, it was parlayed into an intervention with my parents and my sisters that never came to fruition, but needless to say that we don't drink and drive anymore.
No, that's a good plan. That's a solid policy.
Okay.
Sorry that you once again disappointed your mother.
Wow. Okay. You know, if you had gotten in the house, we call that a Rosillo in the business, but that's neither here nor there. All right.
Wow. Really?
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. All right, where do we vote on this witness?
If
I don't know if we can promote drunk driving.
I'm with DQ on that.
I'm sorry, yeah, Mike.
I think we're out on that one. Sorry, Mike.
Only because
all right, we're out. Okay.
We have to be against that.
Yes.
Abner doing a, he is blogging at the moment on the drunkenness. He says a man running around naked and shaved is going to be hard to beat.
We started out very strong.
How I disappointed my mother. Yeah. They'd make a TV show out of that.
I would watch that show.
I'd watch that show.
Kids, here's the story of how I disappointed your mother. All right, are we up for one more?
Yeah, let's
go. Are we up for one more before we have to generate some revenue here?
Sure.
Now, it says 510, but I'm pretty sure it's 501. Is this random guy into 501?
Yes. All right.
What?
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, guys, this is a random guy.
All right, fire away. All right,
well, this is kind of a two-headed monster, but my mom went away for business when I was in high school about 20 years ago.
Never a good start.
No. And I was scheduled for one of those ACT, you know, booster score courses.
Mm-hmm.
And attended it all week, and then after that, you had to take the ACT, which was official. My mom was still out of town at this point. I showed up for the ACT still drunk, and two of my offensive linemen had to carry me in and sit me in my seat. proceeded to make a 27 on the ACT.
Look at you!
Wow.
Drunk. Yeah. of course, everybody knew about it at this point. My mother comes back from business and lays into me really, really good. And 2 days after that, the two old ladies that lived across the street were sisters, found me face down in the front yard and knocked on the front door on Sunday morning on the way to church and told my mother, I think your son is dead in the front yard.
Oh. Okay.
She got very angry and said, no, he's just drunk and stupid. So. Okay.
All right.
She was highly upset for quite a while.
Is she still disappointed with you? Are you still drunk and stupid?
At times, yes, absolutely.
Okay, fair enough.
There's no way to go through life, Mr. Right. Spicoli or whatever.
Hey, a zebra doesn't change its spots.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right, guys.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right, random guy in the 501. Are we putting him through? I vote yes.
You're going yes.
I'm voting yes. He didn't operate a vehicle drunk.
I understand.
He was just drunk.
But if...
And he 27 on the ACT, drunk.
Okay, that's solid. But if drunk, naked, felony, international, Interpol, yeah, is the bar, that's the room we're entering.
Okay, I just want to put him in the finals.
Okay,
I wouldn't slot him top on my scorecard right now, but I'm putting him through to the next round.
All right, he's going to podium.
Maybe so.
All right.
So far, we have two that we can use.
Okay.
So, there you go.
27 on the ACT drunk. I got a 34.
Carried in by his offensive lineman is a great detail also.
Hey, go get a concussion. I got a 34 with it.
Connor in Rogers is up next here. Yes, Connor.
Hey, guys. Well, this is kind of a two-part story.
Oh, good.
So, I was at UCA. I was of age, and I'd had a few beers, and there was a balcony. So, I said, okay, I'm going to pee off that. Late at night, out of nowhere, a flashlight shines up at me.
Uh-oh.
And I hear someone yelling, you just sprayed me. And I look down, and it's a UCA police officer.
Uh-oh.
So I go to jail for that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, I got to get out of this somehow. So I call one of my buddies in Fort Smith, because they, you know, lawyers send stuff to your house. And I told my friend in Fort Smith, I said, hey, I need you to go to my house every day and check the mail. Anything with my name in it, take it out of the mail. Well, that worked for about a week. And on a Friday night, I'm with some buddies, and I get a call from my dad, and he figured it out. And he said, we need you to come home right now. And I said, Dad, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm too drunk to drive right now. You got to come pick me up.
Damn, man.
Okay.
Damn.
That's a good story.
Put him through.
All right. That's a good one. All right. You're going to Hollywood, Connor. It's like American Idol in here, all right?
Wow.
All right. Thank you, Connor. That's good. A succinct story, too, which we like. And
he spoke fast.
Alcohol is a problem.
I mean, in the first, like, half of the first paragraph, he was peeing off a balcony. That was good.
He really condensed that story, but not in a bad way.
That's right. Yes, exactly. All right, we'll get one more.
Fart story is out there.
That's still on the table. Yes, right. That's right. Joe in Avoca. Then we have to pause for a moment here. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, I was 4 years old. I was in nursery school. My parents both worked back then. And I thought they were nuns because they were dressed up like nuns. But they, my parents told me, I don't know what they were, but they were just mean old. I hated the, you know what.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I let them know it all the time. I wouldn't put up with them at all. They had these kind of playhouses outside where we'd go for recesses. And I'd band all the other kids together, and they had toy furniture in there, and we'd stack it all up in the doorway where they couldn't get in. And they'd be out there in the desert. They'd be sweating. They'd be madder than heck, and they'd whip. They use yardsticks on you back then, and they'd have me in there on the cot just whipping away. My dad was in Japan and Korea in the Army, so they were whipping on me one time, and she broke the yardstick on me, and I just laughed at her. I got expelled from nursery school. Then my mom was mad. So they got me another babysitter, and I liked her. She was only about 40-something. Just one day after school, kindergarten, she was in there doing dishes, and I heard this thump. And I went in there, and she fell down. Well, she had a heart attack or a stroke or something. She was dead. After that, my parents said, you know what? You're just going to be a latchkey kid from now on. So from about 5 years on, I'd just ride the bus home. I had my own key, and that was it. No more babysitters.
You started a prison riot in preschool.
An insurrection.
For the judge, an insurrection.
No, that was a friendly gathering. That was not an insurrection, Joe. How dare you?
Protest. Oh, right. I hated them women. Oh, they were the meanest old biddies I've ever seen.
All right. I think we put Joe through, right? Okay.
That's the Nuns of Beaver Lake story.
That's right. Yes, it is.
I love that story.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
I think
one day,
DQ summed it up for all of us.
I want a new deal, and I want power of drop veto. That's what I want. More than money.
That's not going
to
happen.
More than money. I want to be able to veto these drops here. Chuck Barrett has power of drop veto, right. And he joins us now here on the Ruskin and Zach program. Hi, Chuck.
I need to exercise that power.
Oh, no.
I don't know that I ever have, but I live in fear of it.
We all do. We're walking around eggshells here. It's crazy.
See, here's what's bad. On the morning rush, something will happen, generally something Ty says, and I'll think in my mind, Zach's going to get that big drop.
Yeah.
And I watch myself to make certain that I don't fall, or at least try to watch myself to make certain I don't fall into that trap.
So, see, we're all getting worse by this because no one wants to hear a careful radio show, but we can't turn it loose because it's going to come back and we're going to hear it again.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's going to come back and bite you, yes.
That's right.
I mean, you know, karma's a real deal.
Chuck, we get texts from listeners. Ty today, 6:21 a.m. You need to listen to this.
Timestamp. Okay. I mean, they had one. I mean, they will send, whether it's you or Tommy or whatever, they will send a
timestamp. It is usually Ty, though.
Yeah, usually Ty. Like today he used the word, I heard it because I almost drove off the road when he referred to somebody as a real estate Mongol.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Was it Mongol or Mongrel?
It was
It was Mongol, and then it was Mogul, and then it just kind of morphed from there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. We've got, if you want to text in here, and let's get the party going here, 866-285-4005 is how you can join us on the McCarty Dino Hotline
today. Chuck, you're the top two prospects for your Cardinals are here in Northwest Arkansas. Wilson Contreras announced today that he's out 10 weeks, not six, as previously reported. And, you're hanging in there. I did remind you the Cubs are still in your division.
You know, I was reading this morning that 10 years ago, catcher's interference happened once every 810 games.
Wow.
Now it happens once every 32 games.
Wow.
10 years later, it's incredible. And catchers are getting in so close to try to get that low strike. And I'm not saying it was Contreras' fault. I'm just saying that that's what they all do now, and this is one of the hazards of that.
I think following orders, you know. I mean, that's ultimately.
I hate the you know. I mean, a ball could be 8 miles outside. The catcher's going to catch it and bring it back to center, and I hate that. I think they should break a knuckle every time you do that. You just catch it. If it's a strike, it's a strike. If not, you know, this framing idea, I can't.
You don't like that?
Yeah, but that's as old as baseball, man. That's as old as baseball.
But it's become more pronounced in the last few years.
I don't disagree with that.
It's pretty obvious sometimes.
They're throwing awfully hard, man. I mean, they're throwing awfully hard.
They are.
What's amazing to me is how sometimes the umpire can't see it, but those of us on TV looking straight down the barrel, so to speak, we can always see what's going on with that stuff. I mean, you can see a guy move the glove around.
I mean, you know, you got to give the guy some credit for just standing in there and watching a 100-mile fastball all the way into a guy's mitt.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give him some credit for that. And yeah, it's easy to watch on television and point out all the errors.
Now, I don't think I've ever asked you this, Chuck, but you know, in the AAA or the minors, they got these robo umps. What do you think about that? Is that going to happen? Do you like it? What do you think?
Well, people say that when their team gets hosed, that's when they're for it.
Right.
I mean, you know, you don't want the game to become so sterile. I mean, you've already taken out the argument at first base or the, you know, the argument at second or third. You just go to the replay now. I mean, if there'd been all this stuff back in the day, there would be no Billy Martin. There'd be no Leo DeRocher, Earl Weaver, Bobby Cox, or, you know, any of these guys, Whitey. Take your pick. I get it. It would be nice if everything could be perfect, but I hate it when they take the human element out of the game.
I'm going to ask you this question. This is a Bob Holt special. This is two parts.
Right.
This is a two-part question. It's about Paul Skeens. He gets the call. He's going to be up on Saturday starting against the Cubs. And are you going to watch that is the first part. Are you going to watch Paul Skeens? And then second, ESPN put up a graphic with Hagen Smith and Paul Skeens side by side through the same number of starts in their final season. And Hagen Smith's numbers are very, very, very similar.
Yeah, I mean, Skeens, to answer the first part of your question, I don't know if I'll watch Saturday. I don't even know what time they play. I'll keep up with what's happened. I will say that. I'll pay attention to it. Skeens is a generational guy. I mean, he really is. Smith maybe too. I don't know. The numbers are similar in many respects. I'm anxious to see what Skeens does. I'll give the Pirates credit for bringing him up. I don't know exactly what the date is, but, you know, they could have waited to bring him up later and his arbitration years would have, you know, the calendar would have started later. And
right.
A lot of teams do this. And that's why, you know, perhaps guys that are ready to come up don't come up. And the guys that do come up sometimes aren't ready. But Skeens is ready. And when you look at his numbers in AAA, I mean, he's just not just dominant, ridiculously dominant. And I'm anxious to see what he does there. They've got two really good young pitchers, and we'll see who they play for in 4 years. It's true. I mean, we all know it's true.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, could Major League Baseball be on the verge of a Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce moment? Because Livy Dunn posted a selfie of her and Skeens driving to Pittsburgh. I mean, could this be, you know, a summertime shot in the arm for Major League Baseball? Livy Dunn's going to be there. Everybody knows who she is. you know, I mean, that's something that the younger generation
it's beyond can, baseball. It's beyond baseball. It's a big social media thing.
Let's be honest. That's a poor man's Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I mean, it is. She's very talented and a social media phenom. I was actually in a restaurant in Baton Rouge, and she was there with her entourage. And they're impressive when they walk in the room. But respectfully, she is not to gymnastics what Taylor Swift is to the music industry, nor is Paul Skeens yet to Major League Baseball what Travis Kelce is to pro football. Now, Skeens may surpass Kelce. He may be a Hall of Famer. You know, we may realize this 2 years into it. I don't know that Livy Dunn's ever going to beat Taylor Swift.
The last guy I remember coming through with the hype that Skeens has was Strasburg.
Right. And his debut was insane.
Just incredible. And then the injuries kicked in.
Right.
And I think the Pirates have been a little bit more careful with him than maybe the Nationals were with Strasburg.
Well, they babied Strasburg at the start. And honestly, I thought that was the problem.
Yeah.
I think they ruined him before he even had a chance to be a star. I think they just ruined him from the neck up. And Skeens is a bulldog, man. This guy's a competitor. He's a fighter. And they're not going to baby this guy because he won't let him. His personality won't allow it.
Yeah.
Chuck, we're getting questions about your entourage. Did your entourage stare down her entourage?
Well, there was some looking, but not in the stare down sense. No, it was like look, she's a star. She's a big time star. Now, I don't follow gymnastics closely. I know that there are others who are just frankly better than her. I don't know how else to put it. But in terms of being a star, she tops the list.
Right. Strasburg's debut in 2010 struck out 14 against the Pirates.
Huh.
So now the Pirates get to – that's a coincidence, by the way, people. Don't misuse irony there. It's not irony.
Well, they're playing the Cubs this week, too. Now, if they were playing the Nationals,
that
would be different.
That'd be full on. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That'd be different.
Yeah. All right, we're talking with Chuck Barrett here.
Speaking of which, Chuck, if you're looking for someone to root for – during Major League Baseball.
Well, he'll never root for the Cubs.
No, just you and I are both rooting for this guy. We would highly suggest Mason Miller of the Oakland A's.
Oh, man.
In a post-game interview, his nickname on the team is Lights Out. And somebody had asked him why at the Oakland Coliseum when he comes in, do they not turn the lights out when he comes in and, you know, play music and do what, you know, all 30 other Major League teams do. And he said it's because we don't know if the lights will come back on.
Some truth to that.
He throws.
I'm sure there is some truth to that.
He throws 104.
Yeah.
Threw three fastballs to Judge and blew it right by him. Kid's impressive.
It's unbelievable how hard these guys throw now. Now, that's not the entire equation, but, man, it's a good head start.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. Look, I want to see Aaron Judge face a guy that throws 102. It's power on power.
Maybe all-star game.
And big dog wins.
Oh, you can have it on any random Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know, I mean, everybody's got somebody hitting 100. This Tink Hinch you were talking about earlier, kid from Watson Chapel, is going to pitch for Springfield tonight, I guess. He's got a rocket arm, and he's a big-time prospect.
Yeah, he is a one-time U of A commit and was chosen, I think, in the second round, third round by the
– went pro instead.
Went pro, and he is moving very quickly. Through the Cardinals organization, they think very highly of him. A buddy of mine ran into him in the hallway. Said physically, I mean, he looks like a major leaguer.
Well, I hope they don't ruin him. I can remember, honest to God, I thought Jordan Hicks was going to be the second coming of Dwight Gooden. He looked that good as a minor leaguer, and I don't know what happened, but never translated into a big leaguer. And I'm pulling for Tink Hinch, not just because he's a Cardinals prospect, but. He's an Arkansas kid, and he's working his way up the organization, and I hope he gets a good shot.
I had a pitching coach, because I had a question about a kid that was similar like that, and we were talking about Hagen Smith, and he says, it's one thing to be able to throw hard and be able to throw all the pitches. He said, you have to learn how to pitch, which is sequencing, and being able to throw all, you know, four pitches for strikes, and some guys can do it and some can't. The ones that can are the ones that have the long careers in Major League Baseball. Everybody can throw 100 miles an hour. Can you do it with movement? Can you, you know, throw a changeup off of that, a curveball, that kind of stuff? Those are the guys that progress. And that everything I've seen from Skeens is he's got five pitches, and they're all deadly. Mm. Every single one of them is deadly.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing you got to do is throw strikes.
Yeah.
As no, I don't care if you throw 110. If you fall behind in the count, you're going to pay for it. So that's the first order of business. And what's amazing is a lot of these guys can throw that hard and they can control it. That's why they're so valuable.
Chuck, are there bigger whiners in sports right now than the Indiana Pacers?
Well, no. I mean, they're whining. There's no doubt about it. And I'm sure that there will be retribution in Indianapolis for two straight games.
Yeah.
It's coming. I know it's coming.
We lost OG. We lost Ananobi.
How long is he out?
He didn't say. He said he's just not going to play in tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it didn't look very good.
Well, it's a free shot. You're up 2-0 in the series. So, I mean, this is kind of – the game three is kind
try
of
Try to
freebie.
Get a game there.
Yep.
Try
yep.
to – you know, try to – I don't suspect they'll win game three, but try to win game four.
You know, there's complaining about the officiating, and then there's Windhorse revealing through sources that the Pacers have sent in 78 plays to be reviewed by the league office. That just looks little time to me, Chuck, honestly. I mean, that just looks – in two games, you're sending in almost 80 plays that you don't agree with. Come on.
Well, they're working them for game three. They'll get every call in game three.
Yep.
And it'll be the exact opposite. And Indiana will win the game. And then the battle will be joined in game four.
Yeah.
If Indiana wins it, it's going seven games, I suspect. If New York wins it, it may not.
Who's going to be left for New York if this thing goes seven games?
I mean, and look, that's a real concern. I mean, they gutted it out. You know, in that game last night. That was a great basketball game.
Yep.
They gutted it out. But, you know, that will take a real toll in game three. There's just no way around it.
Now, I didn't watch the entire game. I watched most of the second half. But so for me, I didn't think it was too much Reggie Miller, but people are saying that it was too much Reggie Miller on the broadcast last night, you know, coming back in there and all that stuff. That the chant at the end made me laugh a little bit.
Well, at the Garden, I mean, I can't think of a bigger villain at the Garden than Reggie Miller.
He's the biggest of all time.
Rowdy Roddy Piper and Reggie Miller are the two guys that they hate the most at the Garden.
In terms of NBA, there's no question that Reggie Miller's most hated person in Knicks history.
Yeah. Did I hear that he went 9-33 at the Garden in his career?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But all we remember are the 8.9 seconds.
We remember nine seconds, and then him getting into a spike lead during a game, too.
That's all anybody remembers.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think this series is going to be like that. I think there's going to be a dust-up before it's over, and I think my personal opinion is it's going seven games.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tonight, you know, Boston and Cleveland, but I think
that's not going seven games.
No, it is not.
That's not going five games.
Now,
might go five.
Oklahoma City and Dallas is an intriguing game two tonight with the Thunder up 1-0, and this is quite the series. I'm really interested in this one.
I am too. I think the Thunder are better. I think Oklahoma City's better. I don't know what's going on with Luka, but I don't think Dallas has enough to beat him. It's going to be Oklahoma City and Minnesota, and that's going to be a great series with two of the best young players we've seen in a while, and Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And that'll be worth watching.
The crazy thing about the Thunder is they got one of the youngest rosters in the league. I mean, you know, they had like 17 first-round picks over like 8 or 9 years, and they're starting to cash in. Guys, they're going to get younger because they're going to be drafted high again. But one of the greatest nicknames in the NBA going right now is Lucas Dort, the three for the Thunder. He's a defensive specialist, can shoot threes. His nickname is the Dortcher Chamber.
Oh, that's good.
I love that. You know, we don't have good nicknames anymore.
I forget who was making this point. The other day that I was listening to, but I give him credit. But the point on Oklahoma City was, you know, it was Stan Van Gundy was talking about this. On their birth certificate, they are the youngest team. But when you watch them play, they don't get frustrated easily. Mm-hmm. They don't get rattled. Like, they don't do things that you would think young teams do.
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't had the pressure of a conference final and all that stuff. But
the only thing wrong with them is that commercial that SGA and Chet Holmgren
made a lot of enemies with.
Yeah, that's a terrible commercial.
It's not so much the commercial, but they run it in every break, in every game. Even the hockey games, they're running
terrible.
That thing.
Yeah, it's terrible.
They run it a lot. They run it a lot.
Where did Lily go? Like, AT&T got rid of Lily again, and we got this?
Yeah, I mean, she's on hiatus.
What happened
so we got
here?
SGA and Chet Holmgren.
Who's in charge of this?
don't know.
I mean, come on.
Bad marketing.
I mean, you need more than one. If you're going to run 1,000 ads in the playoffs, you need more than one commercial. Yeah. You need at least three. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert on this stuff. I dabble, but I don't
sell yourself short.
Okay, we're going to play this 2,000 times, but we're going to play it the one commercial 2,000 times. I don't know. Maybe they got something else planned. I don't know what it is. All right.
I still don't really know the song, but I know they can.
This is from it's from my high school days. Christina Aguilera, "What a Girl Wants" is the song.
Okay. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not recognize
1999. Yeah, wow. I think.
Jack, somewhere you remember 1999. I barely do.
It's a long time ago.
Remember Y2K and how crazy people got?
I do remember that. Yes, yeah. I remember getting to the Cotton Bowl that morning before the sun came up because nobody knew what was going to happen.
Nobody knew if the lights were coming on.
Played at 10:10.
Yes.
And there were people that had spent the night. Some of the Cotton Bowl people had spent the night there in the stadium because they didn't know. Nobody knew what was going to happen with the computers. It's hard for people who are young to believe that happened.
It happened.
Yeah, that's
the world was going to end.
Yeah. God, how dumb were we?
Pretty dumb.
How stupid were we?
Pretty dumb in retrospect.
Yeah, that's something there. All right. We have Chuck Berry with us here for the hour, 866-285-4005 here. Let's see here. Can I read any of these texts? That's always the question.
That is a good one.
I don't think so. Joe and Avoca won our contest earlier today, if you missed it, for a $200 gift card to Richard's Country Meat Market. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, Chuck, it was more about how he won it. We ran a little contest called How Did You Disappoint Your Mom? And boy, did we had
one. We got a lot of stories.
Yeah, the runner-up committed a felony.
Must have been a good story.
It is known as the Nuns of Beaver Lake.
Yes.
He started a preschool insurrection.
Yeah, that started a riot.
Started a riot in preschool.
That's right.
Huh.
Yeah, it's
sign
a good
of
one.
Things to come. Was yeah. that a oh, sign of things
no
to
question.
Come for Joe? Right.
The runner-up committed a felony in Australia and got thrown in jail naked.
Yeah, they took his clothes.
They'd shaved the back of his head and one eyebrow.
That's right.
Had to get the congressman involved to get him home.
That's right. Yes. The embassy.
Apparently, when he got home, his mom didn't talk to him for 3 weeks.
I got you. Well, I can see how that would disappoint mom.
Yeah, moms would be pretty upset about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. we've got baseball this weekend and the regular season finale out at Bomb Walker Stadium. And the updates today are from Dave Van Horn's press availability. He's leaving the rotation the way it is. So, of course, Hagen Friday, Brady Tigert Saturday, Mason Molina Sunday. Also alluded to the fact that the shoulder is really bothering Kendall Diggs and not sure if he'll be available tomorrow night for the Friday night game against Mississippi State. He hit the wall hard, Chuck, last week trying to catch a home run against Kentucky, and Phil was really mentioning how that was bothering him after that during that particular play in one of those games against Kentucky.
You know, Diggs is really aggressive in the outfield. If you've watched him play this year, I mean, that's not the first time he's gone into the wall. There was one time he went back, I think he cut his hand. There was blood all over his uniform. I mean, he really is aggressive and fearless in the way he goes after the baseballs out there. And sometimes that's good and sometimes it's not. And you do get beat up when you play that way. And I suspect, though, for a lot of them, that we're at the time of year where there's something nagging, you know, here and there on a lot of them. I'm not saying all of them, but, you know, you've taken a foul ball here or you went into a base wrong there. Your shoulder got stung one day or something's happened. So I suspect that with Diggs right now, maybe it's a little bit more serious than some of the others. But I thought he had at least one good game down there in Kentucky last weekend where he hit the ball pretty well. And for them to go where they need to go, they need him to be good.
Yeah, they're going to have to find some offense, somewhere along the ways. Because as the pitching gets better, playing those 5-4 games is dicey. Arkansas's pitching is outstanding, but you don't want to get into a one-run game. And those games just make you nervous.
Well, I just don't know that you're going to be able to avoid that. And when you get to Omaha, there are a lot of one-run games. You know, teams that average 7 runs during a season score 3 because you're facing elite pitching. So I'm actually encouraged by the fact that they've continued to win so many one-run ball games. There have been a lot of them. I don't know what the count is. There have been a lot of two-run games. They played 49 games, and they've won 40 of them. And a lot of those games have been very close. And those are the kinds of games you're going to have to win when you get down to the very end. And so I actually think that part's good.
Yeah, I think they're like 20, more than half their wins, I think, are in one or two-run games. I looked it up the other day, and yeah, they've been able to they've been able to pull it out, no doubt about it. And I don't know, there's a moxie about them that you just that seems special to me.
They play winning baseball. Yeah. They play winning baseball to the degree that when they make a mistake, it really stands out because they don't make a lot of them.
Yeah.
And again, they're 40-9, you know. I mean, if this was a pro team, we'd be talking about like they were an all-time great team. So I like where they are. I know they wish they'd won that game Sunday. I really thought looking at last week and it might have been on this show. If I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry. I wondered about last week. You come off the Florida series, play 2 games against Missouri State. Then you travel Thursday, play Friday. I mean, my thought was that may catch up to them by Sunday. And I'm not saying that's why they lost. But I'm saying that I think they needed a couple of days off. They went back to practice yesterday. I suspect that they were rejuvenated. And I'm encouraged, frankly, by the fact that Dave's sticking with the same rotation. And it tells me that a couple of days off, you know, I'm not saying cooler heads prevail. I'm just saying you get a day to catch your breath and realize that, you know, we're okay. And if Arkansas is going to go to Omaha and win this thing, they need Mason Molina to be a starter. They don't need him working out of the bullpen or taking a chance that they may lose him from the neck up the rest of the way. They need him to be a starter. That's what they brought him here to be. So, hey, if there's guys that have little kinks to work out, then go work them out. But I don't know that you start, you know, making a lot of changes. Again, you're 40-9.
This is the hidden part of the job that maybe doesn't get enough credit. Is you got Tommy Kraft likes to say you got to know when to kick and know when to hug when you're a leader. And I mean, it's you got to know, like, you know, like you said, you have to when there is panic, you have to present calm. With you know, with your team or whatever the case may be, when it needs to be, you know, when you need to rattle some cages, you rattle some cages. It's the psychological element of being Dave Van Horn and being the head coach is another part of the job in addition to trying to put the lineup together every day too.
Well, I've always thought Dave Van Horn provided the winning edge, and I think particularly this time of year, it's valuable to have someone who's been through all this. And, you know, he's not going to encounter anything he's not been through before. Kids are different now, but not that much different.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them.
Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.